My name is Dave Halitsky, and I work for a Nashville-based company called InfoWorks, which does provides IT consulting services to various clients in Nashville. Really, I think that SDN Day today and TechEd the whole week really simply crystallizes and amplifies what SDN provides all year round, which is the ability to learn from your peers, help them learn through your own growth, particularly if you're blogging or putting things out on the web, and also, when appropriate, to make contacts with the correct SAP people that may have common interests in things that you're interested in terms of product direction and strategy, positioning, how to make things happen. I have a meeting with an SAP business development manager on Wednesday to explore what the current and future possibilities for third-party independent development platforms may be. And I'm just tickled pink. I mean, I'm just bubbling all over because there's a possibility that something might be worked out whereby we could obtain a development platform to develop some new applications that might potentially help SAP move into a brand new vertical sector for SAP, but at the same time get us way up to speed on how to go along with SAP's new strategic direction. So that's my overall, comments on SDN.
Would you say that this strategy has been a really good one for SAP as far as just, having that collaborative effort as opposed to a company that might not be so open?
Oh, very much so, because it's for a couple of reasons. Everybody's got blind spots. No matter, even the best of strategists has blind spots, and the more you open up your strategy to feedback from your community, the less chance there is that you're going to have blind spots. The second thing is, I think any company needs all of the resources it can get its hands on in order to help it expand and augment and amplify the products that it has, as well as to position itself for presence in new vertical sectors as they develop. If they didn't have this collaborative effort going on, they couldn't tap into what Marilyn Pratt would call the business process expertise that already exists out there in its pharmaceutical, its healthcare, customers. So, yeah, I think it's very, very important for SAP to maintain this collaborative strategy that they have.
And what has been the advantage for you in being that? What kinds of things have you seen happen you don't think would have happened without that kind of involvement?
Oh, well, for sure. I mean, two of the really top SDN contributors, Tom Young and Rich Heilman, and another woman whose name I forget from inside SAP, had done several tutorials and made them available on doing a web DIN pro for ABAP, which is one of the two versions of their new web-based technology from a development perspective. And using the tutorials that were in SDN, I started to realize, I started to feel comfortable with the new, the kinds of code that had to be written. And I was actually been able recently to go into some SAP-delivered applications, figure out how they work and tweak them and clone them and, kind of modify them to do what I want. And none of that would have happened without SDN. I mean, this whole, it's great that there's, education is one thing, and I'm a certified consultant. I went through the whole, technical consultancy certification. But for this, once you're at a certain level of comfort and ability in SAP, really what you want to do is be exposed to templates that you can take apart to see how they work and then clone and twist them around for your own purposes. I can't think of a better way to do that than SDN. To give you another example, there's this fellow they just got in on the scripting languages side, Piers Harding, who had a whole set of connectors from SAP to Perl through the RFC protocol that I would never have been aware of if it wasn't for SDN. And these kinds of things can be very, very important in client situations. So those are just a few of the examples of what I think happened to me personally through an SDN that wouldn't have happened if it wasn't around.